The following program is made possible by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
In order for you to start taking control over your life, you got to start acting like you created it. And saying, I am not going to tolerate debt. I am not going to tolerate trouble. I ain't going to be sad all my life. I ain't going to be sick, busted, broke, none of that. I'm getting ready to change some things with the words of my mouth. I am going to cooperate with God. When Satan shows up to attack you, he doesn't have to do some real big thing. All he's got to do is introduce another thing. Manifestation will not show up in the lives of people with two minds about a thing.
I'm a world changer.
This is Changing Your World with Creflo Dollar. Now from the World Dome in College Park, Georgia, here's Pastor Dollar with today's message.
Let's go to the book of Mark chapter 16. And I'm going to talk to you today about how to cooperate with God. Now, that's going to be very important when it comes to seeing manifested the finished works of Jesus Christ in your life. We have already decided. We know that everything we ever need in life, we have by the grace of God. Jesus, amen, has provided everything we'll ever need. And so most of the time when you are going to God and trying to get God to do something that he's already done, you operate in doubt and unbelief. And unbelief will completely shut down everything. It is vital in this system of understanding how to see manifestations of what Jesus has already done. You have to believe it. And you have to know when you're operating in unbelief. You gotta know when you're operating in belief. And so we're talking about seeing manifestations this year. This is time for you to know intelligently what to do to see the manifestations of the finished works of Jesus Christ. Now, in order to do that, you're going to have to unlearn some things that religion has taught you, things that are not right, things that are incorrect. And you got to go to the Bible and find out what to do, because this being the best year of your life, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it. Best year for you, best year for your children, best year for your finances. So the issue is today, if cooperation is necessary for manifestation, how do you cooperate with God? If cooperation is necessary for manifestation, now what are we trying to manifest? What's already been done. Healing has already been done. You were healed 2,000 years ago. Deliverance, already done. Your prosperity, already done. Your soundness, your deliverance, already done. Everything that pertains to life, already done. See, religion teaches us that we got to try to deserve for God to do what we need today. No, he's already done it. He's already forgiven you. Do you know if you go to hell, you're going to hell and your sins were paid for? So let's find out how to cooperate with God. And I guess I'll start off by giving you a definition from what we come of cooperation. It just simply means acting together for a common purpose or benefit. It's a joint venture. Acting together for a common purpose, a joint venture. Now, in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, he says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, acting together, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Now, I know we're all interested in God confirming the word with some signs following. But we got to, first of all, get a revelation of the fact that God works with us. You're going to find out this morning that God doesn't do anything independently of people. He's got to have us to work with him. He's done his part. Now, in order to see the manifestation, we've got to find out how to cooperate with what he's already done, how to cooperate with God. Now, religiously, for some people, it is very comforting to them to feel like God is the one who willed for a person to die. They feel it's comforting for some people to say, well, they died because that was God's will. It's comforting for some people to say, well, you know, they failed because that must have been God's will. Or to say, well, they had a nervous breakdown. That must have been God's will. Or that marriage broke up. That must have been God's will. That's comfortable for some people. And you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, none of that is God's will. It's God's will is in his word, and God's will is not for your life to be filled with destruction. It's not God's will for you to experience all the things you experience. Well, how come they died? It must have been God's will, because religion has taught us, well, you know, if it happened, then it was the will of God. But if it didn't happen, then that's the will of God. And that's incorrect. Or, you know, if you get healed, I heard somebody say the other day, well, healing's not for everybody. Yes, it is. Healing is for everybody. Now, everybody doesn't receive it, but healing is for everybody. Everybody doesn't receive it, but healing, God released healing 2,000 years ago for every person that came on the planet. But not everybody receives it. That's not God. You don't say God didn't. It's not God's will to heal you. It's just some people who don't know how to receive what he has made for everybody. It's God's will for everybody to be saved on the planet, but not everybody saved because they hadn't made a decision to get saved. It's God's will for everybody to be prosperous and for everybody not to have any lack, but not everybody knows how to cooperate and know how to agree with what he's already done. So the problem is not God, the transmitter. The problem is you and I, the receiver. We don't know how to receive. So it's more comfortable for us to say, well, the reason why we didn't get it, because God must not want us to get it. No, the reason you didn't get it, because you don't know how to cooperate. And you got to know how to cooperate if you're going to receive what he wants you to do. He said it in his word. He said, it is not my will that any should perish, but that all may come unto repentance. That's his will. Well, are people perishing? Yes. Yes. But is it God's will that they perish? No. You are a free moral agent. You have a right to choose. You have a right to make a choice. And it's become very comfortable for us to say, well, that's God's will. You know, if I got the job, that's God's will. If I didn't get the job, that's God's will. That's incorrect. You might not have got it because you didn't know how to cooperate with God. But it's easier to say, well, it must not have been God's will for me to get it. Well, it must not have been God's will for that to happen. No, 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 no. For you to say that is for you to say, well, God did something without the cooperation of men. And that would go against everything he did. You see, God gave you spiritual authority over all the earth. Some people say, well, you know, Brother Dollar, after all, God is in control. And I told you that wasn't altogether the whole truth. You see, God, who is sovereign, who can do anything that he wants to do, any way he wants to do it, however he wants to do it, made a decision to do something his way and took his authority and gave his authority to man to operate on this planet as a human being. When he gave man authority to operate on the planet, he said, you are a man with a human physical body. I give you authority to operate on the planet where human physical people live. And in order for you to have authority on the planet, you have to be a man with a human physical body. You know what he did when he did that? He limited his authority on the earth. When he said, you have to be a man to have authority on the earth, what did he say that? Genesis chapter 1, where he said, I gave you authority over all the earth and everything in the earth. When he did that, he limited his authority as God, who is a spirit on the earth. He limited his authority because he gave you the authority to operate. What does that mean? See, if he had authority to operate certain things on the earth without men with human physical bodies, then when Adam and Eve messed up, he'd have just fixed it. But if he'd have did that, it would have been an illegal act based on the very system he set up.
That's right. Come on, sir.
And the system was, in order for things to work, man has to authorize it. And if men don't authorize what takes place on the planet, it's not going to take place, because if I now come in without the authorization of men, then I am illegal in my operation. And that's why when it messed up in the Garden of Eden, God could not respond immediately, because he had to get somebody to cooperate, and he needed a body to have authority in the earth. But he couldn't even get the body of Jesus until he got some man in the earth to start speaking and saying that a virgin will give birth to a man and his name will be called Jesus. You don't realize that you've been clothed with an enormous amount of ability and power and authority. And when Jesus came and God was in Jesus and the Son of God dwelt in the Son of Man, then all kinds of things started happening. And so what was Jesus doing in his physical body? Cooperating with God. He said, I don't say nothing unless God tell me to say it. I don't do nothing unless God tell me to do it. He was cooperating with the Father. So now all of the things you believe in God to do and trying to get God to do, you're ignoring this piece about you cooperating as men and women of authority, so that what God has done as God, glory to God, actually what God has done as God in the body of Jesus Christ, now requires your authorization for the manifestation to show up here. Everything he's done requires your authorization to show up here. That's what we're going to talk about today. Specifically, I ain't going to try to get all deep with it. I'm just going, 1, 2, 3, and give it to you. You're going to walk out of here and do 1, 2, 3. And then you're going to see some manifestations and say, oh, I like this. Then you're going to come back next week. Give me some more instructions. It's going to be like Betty Crocker putting the directions on the back of a box. Because it's time for you to walk in the manifestations of everything that God has made available to you. No more powerless religion. Say that. No more powerless religion. Say that. No more powerless religion. But you've got to understand, you can no longer hold God completely and accountable for the things that are not working in your life. You can no longer hold God completely accountable. Yeah, I'll say that, Lord. He says you can't even hold the devil accountable for what's happening in your life. Because if something happened in your life by the devil, you authorized it. Oh, that's strong. The good, the healing, the deliverance, all that shows up in your life is because you authorized God. And all the bad that showed up is because you authorized the devil. But at the end of the day, all that is came through your authorization, either knowingly or through your ignorance. Now, that's not comfortable. Nobody wants to hear that. Because for years, when it came to God, it was always more comfortable to say, well, God is in control. Until you read the Bible and find out that he took the controls and put it into your hands. Behold, somebody said, where that in the Bible? It's in the Bible. You got to read it, too. It's in Luke chapter 10, 19. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by an enemy means hurt you. Then Genesis talks about how he created man and gave him authority over all the earth. It's all through the Bible. And we've read it for years, and the religious church would not hold us accountable for the things that were going on in our lives. And so what happened? We continued to put up with these things, both good and bad, and just thought we didn't have nothing to do with it. So since we ain't got nothing to do with it, what is it? Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future is not up to me. Y'all remember that? It's not true. It is not true. You are a free moral agent, and the future is up to you. Look at y'all. Yes, it is. I can sit here and just let life happen, or I can open my mouth and take authority and speak the word of God, and it'll happen like what I say. What's the Bible say? Let the redeemed of the Lord what? Say so. Don't sit back and wait to see if you're going to be successful. Say so. Don't sit back and wait to see if this cancer going to kill you or not. Say, I'm healed. Say unto a mountain, be thou removed, and having no doubt in your heart, and you will have what you say. I realize this is radical. I'm coming against the established institution of religion. And I'm telling you, you are accountable for what's been going on in your life. You're accountable. And until you come to the point of understanding that and then accept the responsibility to have this authority, and now you watch your mouth, because you say, if I say stupid stuff, I'm employing Satan. If I say things in line with the word, I'm employing God. So at the end of the day, the question you need to ask yourself is, who did I hire? How many demons did I employ today? How many angels did I employ today? With the authority of the words of my mouth. That's why I said death and life is in the power of the tongue. Are you listening to me? So it's comforting to some people because it takes responsibility away from them, and then they're able to say, then whatever will be, will be. I think we have an up-to-date way of saying that. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what God says it is. For you to say it is what it is, you just said, I ain't doing nothing about it. Don't know what's going to happen. It is what it is. Ain't no use in me trying to. No, it ain't. It is what God says it is. You know, it is what it is. I'm broke. You know, it is what it is. I can only imagine sometimes how y'all looking at me like, is he okay? Why is he? Because I really believe this. I walk on this planet like I created it. Hold on. I know some of y'all. I know I didn't create it. I know I didn't create it. I know that. I ain't trying to call myself no God. I know I didn't create it. Creflo didn't create it. He can create a sandwich. He can create a hot dog. I know he didn't create the earth. Here's what I mean. In order for you to start taking control over your life, you got to start acting like you created it. And saying, I am not going to tolerate debt. I am not going to tolerate trouble. I ain't going to be sad all my life. I ain't going to be sick, busted, broke, none of that. I'm getting ready to change some things with the words of my mouth. I am going to cooperate with God. When the doctor says I'm sick, that ain't what God said. I'm going to cooperate with God. I'm healed. Feel like I'm doing surgery this morning. Got part of you getting, the other part just stunned. all your religion. Is it true? Let me settle it down. It's in the Word. And that's our final authority. Now, go to James chapter 1. Now, you ain't going to be the same today. Stuff is about to change. Oh, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. I don't know what you were in bondage to when you got here. I don't know what was hurting. I don't know what somebody said. I don't know what was going on. But John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall. All right, I dare you to say, I'm free. Free from what? Free from religion, free from the devil, free from bondage, see, free from whatever else you call. Free from Waldo, free from whatever you need to be free from. Oh, Waldo, I guarantee you I'm going to meet somebody named Waldo this week, man. Now, let's see how this operates, this system called the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God has already come. But the kingdom of God is governed by spiritual laws. There are laws that govern how God operates. There are laws also that govern how Satan operates. We want to understand the laws that govern God and the kingdom that will usher into seeable, touchable manifestation, all that he has promised. But the problem is that you don't understand the issue you create when you have two minds about a thing. One mind says, when the doctor says you're sick, you say, I'm healed. And that's all right. You say, I'm healed, as long as you go that way. But the problem comes when you say, I'm healed. And then when the pain comes, you say, I'm not healed. So what has happened? You've created two minds. I'm delivered. And then, no, I don't think that's going to work. But in either case, you have created two minds, two streams, two ways. So what's the problem with that? Because you got to understand, when Satan shows up to attack you, go to James 1:7. When Satan shows up to attack you, he doesn't have to do some real big thing. All he's got to do is introduce another thing. Now, let me show you what happens when the other thing comes. The other thing is designed to distract you away from that first thing. Because in order for manifestation to come, it requires single-mindedness. If the enemy comes in and can just introduce another mindset on a thing, what's the problem with that? Well, verse 7 says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So he says, a man with two minds, let not that man with two minds think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Manifestation will not show up in the lives of people with two minds about a thing. What's got to happen before you will resign from your plan and totally depend on God?
Trusting God is not just a cliche. It is a lifestyle we have to develop in the face of adversity to find rest in God.
You got to start speaking this thing until you literally talk yourself into it. You stay in peace. You stay in the Word. You stay in peace. You stay in the Word. That verifies your trust. I trust God, therefore I'll keep my mind stayed on Him.
Whatever you are highly developed in will bring results in your life. Creflo Dollar's message is... portion of all grace has made available to you. This offer wouldn't be complete without Removing Sin and Guilt, a mini book companion to remind you of how to release your faith. And for the perfect man, we've included The Perfect Definition of Manhood. It is a Creflo Classic session that exposes the cultural lies about a man's identity. Get the entire combo today for a love gift of $50 or more. Or for a gift of any amount, you'll receive The Perfect Definition of Manhood 2-message series. Call or log on today for the How Do I Trust God combo. Register right away for the 2016 Ministers and Leaders Conference, October 4th through 6th in Atlanta, Georgia. Gain practical biblical insight on supernatural leadership through an extraordinary lineup of speakers.
Grace is not a curriculum, it's not a subject. Grace is a person, Jesus.
At the 2016 Ministers and Leaders Conference at World Changers Church International, October 4th through 6th. Be sure to purchase your tickets online today. Staying on top of your finances can be challenging. Join Creflo Dollar for Financial Fridays, a new program airing every Friday on the Changing Your World broadcast. Learn from our special guests how you can be more efficient with your dollar. Understand money management from practical real-life testimonies, plus special offers and a whole lot more. Tune into Financial Fridays every Friday with Creflo Dollar. On October 28th at 7 p.m. in Savannah, Georgia, Creflo and Taffy invite you to the 2016 Change Experience.
Say out loud that this is going to be like this. I am going to be successful. My children will serve the Lord. I will be prosperous in every way. I am happy. I am healthy. Decree a thing.
It's the final Change Experience this year. October 28th, 7 p.m. in Savannah, Georgia. Be there. If you're looking for a church home and want to stay connected to Creflo Dollar Ministries, join us at a World Changers Fellowship Church in your area. Visit us online at creflodollarministries.org. Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day.